Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
New England had quite the blowout weekend. This is our Chansky with the Monday Sports Notebook. It began Thursday night on ESPN when Drake May was picked by the Patriots, number 3 overall in the NFL draft. May has a few detractors, but my hometown is going wacko to land him due to his all-American look and his size similarities to the GOAT, Tom Brady. May even gave a shout-out to rabid Boston fans. In the fourth round, Tez Walker was drafted by the Ravens and Cedric Gray by the Titans, who play the Patriots in Nashville this fall. If Gray makes the roster, he could face May in a real pro football game instead of a college practice. Saturday was a big blowout day for Boston sports teams, beginning with the Celtics bouncing back from a Game 2 loss to Miami by jumping on the Heat early and winning by 20. Full disclosure, I really like Jason Tatum, but I don't love him, and that has nothing to do with him being a dookie. Granted, Tatum is one of the best players in the NBA, but don't you think he controls the ball too much when he gets it and takes some 4 shots? Some of them he makes. Also on Saturday, the Boston Bruins completed a 2-game sweep of the Maple Leafs in Toronto to take a 3-1 lead in the best of 7 and are drawing closer to possibly meeting the Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Canes lead the Islanders 3-1 with the 5th game set for Tuesday night at home. I've seen several Boston-Carolina games at PNC, and they have a fierce rivalry that flies under the radar due to geography. And to top the New England week was the Red Sox blasting the Cubs Saturday by the football-like score of 17-0. In May's game, that is 2 touchdowns and a field goal. But the team that is expected to finish last in the American League East for the 3rd straight year capped off a weekend that could not have gone better for the town that will be looking to hang 2 more championship banners this spring. The Tar Heels just happened to play at Boston College on Saturday, November 23rd. So when the NFL schedule comes out, maybe the Pats are home the next day and Mack Brown will take his 6th UNC team to see Drake May's new team and cheer them on. And to end the weekend back home, the Hoop Heels got the transfer they needed and were hoping for. Cade Tyson, the 6'7 forward who can shoot the lights out from downtown, has a chance to earn the position vacated by Cormac Ryan. The younger brother of former Clemson star Hunter Tyson gets rave reviews from teammates at Belmont University, not only on the court, but in the locker room, classroom, and community, the way Hubert Davis wants it. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.